Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today, being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, and are you still stuffed from Thanksgiving?
It feels like it's been a long time ago and not long time ago all at the same time. So it's been a busy week rolling into December and getting ready for the next thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does feel like it was a long time ago. And yeah, speaking of the next thing, today starts the 2024 Peppermint Walk. So why don't you go over what this event is and yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. So this will be our third year for the Peppermint Walk. And I like to explain that it's a little bit more of a shop local campaign encouraging businesses rather than a big to-do like we do with our chocolate walk where you have to buy a ticket and everything. And a couple years ago we did Periopoly, which was another shop local campaign but had more rules and logistics. This is really meant to be very simple, just as an encouragement to get out there, shop, dine, and be merry, as we say. So we have 26 businesses that are participating. And all that you really need to know is that you can go pick up a passport and you just need to stop at three places to get them stamped. So that can be dining or getting shopping, buying gift certificates, gift cards. Just make a purchase locally, three different places. You'll get your passport stamped and then turn it in either at the last stop or at the chamber office. And then you'll be entered in for a drawing for Perry Bucks. So it goes for a full week, including two weekends. So today and then through next Saturday. And like I said, we have 26 businesses. So some of them are the usual businesses that participate with the sippin' shops, but others are restaurants or things that, you know, you might not think about, but there's a great opportunity to still support them locally. So I think of restaurants, of course, but gift cards. And when you're getting something, getting coffee, or you're exploring that new restaurant. But the kind of the two that outlie the typical are the iCare Associates and Van Wall Equipment. So it's places like that where, you know, there's their local businesses. Maybe you can pop in and get a gift certificate or a gift card because you know you're going to be using those services in the new year, or they have gift items, you know, so things like that where it's just a reminder to shop local, support local businesses. So yeah, 26 businesses should be easy. You don't have to go to all of them, but we encourage you to do that. You can fill out a passport multiple times. Just ask that you go to three different ones per passport that you turn in.
Awesome. Okay. And then, so is there a list of businesses on Facebook page or something like that?
Yep. So we have a Facebook event page, and then you can, it's got the list of businesses. And then at any of those locations, you can pick up a card. There's some signs around town. So with a QR code, you can scan that and look at the map. So there's a couple that maybe you're not familiar with, or they're brand new that you don't know where they are. Like Heavenly Delights Chocolates is out of town. So it's just a matter of kind of that building awareness of some local options. Whether it's you're still wrapping up your holiday shopping, or you're trying to look for something fun to do now that it's cold and, you know, you're shifting your habits a little bit. But yeah, there's just lots of great opportunities to support local businesses right now.
Awesome. Okay. Well, cool. Well, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, now there is another ribbon cutting coming up. So why don't you tell us where that's happening and when that's happening.
Yeah, so we have a new business, Sips on 2nd, right on 2nd Street near Josh Davis Plaza. And they had a soft opening yesterday, actually, or earlier this week, I guess. So it's a matter of coming out, supporting them, welcoming them to the community, maybe learning more about their business. We'll have a ribbon cutting Monday, December 9th at 3:30 p.m. This is open to anyone to come check out. And like I said, learn more and welcome them, be a part of the ribbon cutting.
Awesome. Okay. Well, really can't wait for that. So thanks for giving the details about that. And then, of course, coming up next Friday quickly is the monthly Chamber Coffee.
That's right. I can't believe we're already here, but next Friday will be the second Friday of the month, and we will have our monthly Chamber Coffee. This month, the host is Backwards Boutique. So just a great chance to connect with local chamber members and see what's going on, share some updates from you. So it's a great networking opportunity, and then the chance to kind of pop into a business maybe you haven't been in for a while. So that's always the nice thing about hosting a chamber coffee, is that you've got multiple things going on as far as checking out the host, learning more, connecting with other chamber members.
Awesome. And then, of course, there's always stuff going on here in the community. So can you name some other stuff that is happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now there's so many things going on with there being the holidays. And so you've got the Festival of Trees at the Carnegie Library Museum. We're kicking off our lighted decorations contest. So if you're really proud of your decorations at home, or you're driving around and seeing decorations that you want to nominate, that's going on right now. Spring Valley Tour of Homes and Wine Walk will be next Tuesday, December 10th. Some different holiday open houses this weekend with Betsy Peterson Designs and Spring Valley Honey. The free movies on Saturday. You know, there's just so many fun things going on this time of year for the holidays.
Before we let you go, I know it was a cold night, but how did everything turn out with the Lighted Day Parade?
Yeah, I'm always impressed with the turnout for the Lighted Parade. We had a great turnout of businesses and organizations taking part in the parade itself, and then a great turnout despite the cold. So just always great to see people come out for the Lighted Parade and enjoy that festive kickoff to the holiday season.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that that went well. And again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for always running us through everything.
Thank you.
And I got to say, I love the blue on blue today.
Go Perry.
Yeah, there you go. Go Perry. All right, well, that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.